This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Hello. Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Alice in Winterland. Oh, yeah. December 13th. It's our big Christmas party at Paramount Theater in Oakland. It stars One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison. The tickets are on sale now for Alice in Winterland, but you can win a pair right now. You wanna? Take the code word beautiful, B-E-A-U-T-I-F-U-L, beautiful, beautiful. Take the word beautiful and text it to our contest line, 20357. For your chance to win tickets to the show, this hour's code word is beautiful. Alice in Winterland, meet you there. Sponsored by Macy's. Very exciting time for us. It's the weekend. It's Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. A couple fun things to do in and around San Francisco this weekend. A lot of the sort of summer series things are wrapping up. Thundercat is performing live at a free show.
I like this guy.
Golden Gate Park. It's a free concert, and it's looks like it's Sunday. And there's all kinds of like local vendors, and it's kind of a festival feel. And by the way, this is to celebrate the end of the free music series called The Summer of Music. So there you go.
Worth a look if you have time or if you're in the area. Thundercat. Cool.
So is he a reggae dude?
He's a bass player.
Oh, look at that. He's playing guitar in this picture. Unless it's a different dude.
He is?
Yeah, look at that. Is that the same guy, Thundercat? He looks kind of like a reggae guy to me.
Maybe I'm thinking of something else. Let me double check. But
it's all right. I mean, it's a free concert in Golden Gate Park. There's a free movie in a park. Looks like it's down in like China Basin. Here we go. India Basin Waterfront. This is you can go there and watch a movie. It's a free movie in the park. I can see some of the cranes and lifts and stuff. But it looks like a really fun place to go and see. They have a big outdoor movie theater set up, and you bring your blanket and all that stuff. It is a free movie series, Sundown Cinema, and they're going to end it up with, I think this is tomorrow night, A Nightmare Before Christmas in Jerry Garcia Amphitheater. There's also a festival costume contest and a sing-along. Sounds like a party, you guys.
Thundercat is who I thought he was. He's a bass player. I don't know what that picture is, but he's got dreads, so
This is the dude then?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean... I'm sure if you play bass, you play guitar.
He's really charming. And I watched a video of his on repeat for a minute there. And it's just because he's funny and he's charming and good. Cool. Good musician, too.
The Half Moon Bay Pumpkin Festival is going on. I'm looking at some pictures of this. Must be a previous year. It's just those giant flattened out squashes.
Big deal.
Yeah. And people are really into it. So there you go. The festival's happening. Get you in the fall spirit. There's also the main event is the World Championship Pumpkin Way Off. So check out the Half Moon Bay Pumpkin Festival. And here's one. I've never heard of this one. The Autumn Lights Festival at Lake Merritt. So that's right, the big lake right in Oakland, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they say the gardens of, and it's gorgeous. I'm looking at these pictures. It's unbelievably beautiful. The Gardens of Lake Merritt are hosting their annual Autumn Lights Festival starting October 17th, it started last night, through October 19th. So it's this weekend. Beautiful light display serves as a major fundraiser for the gardens, and it's a great way to check out the beautiful garden surrounded by unique light displays. Well, there you go. It's a few things that are happening this weekend in and around the city. You and I talk a lot about songwriting, and it's, you know, we both love music, and it's interesting to hear sort of the start of a song, the thing that sparks a song or the process that someone might use to write a song. Mm-hmm. Like, I find that stuff to be really interesting because some people are like, I have a lick. You know, there's Keith Richards. He wakes up wasted in the middle of the night. He puts the lick down. He listens the next morning. He goes, oh, that's a good one. Let's go with that one. That's great. And then he's got a mic, and Mick goes, oh, you know, stop me up. You know, just makes it happen.
I agree. It's absolutely
it's so fun, isn't it?
Riveting to see the process and people who've been able to keep, like, there are people who've written good songs and gone, I'm all dried up. I wish I had more. I don't have more.
I can't write any more good ones.
So there's a lot that goes into it. It's cool.
It's almost like people go through, like, you're prolific for however many years, and then all of a sudden, like, the spigot gets turned off or something. Other people just continue to crank them out.
One of the things, and I've only read articles, so I have not read Alex Van Halen's new book, but that's the brother of Eddie Van Halen, who's still alive. Eddie passed away some years ago. But he was talking about how he thinks, yes, the drugs and drink were a huge problem for him.
Yep.
But part of the problem for him also was trying to recapture what he's already done so well.
That's got to be heartbreaking for someone who's reached a pinnacle like that. And now you've got to live up to that.
The chase is on.
The chase.
To duplicate or even, you know,
Give me a hit.
How do you beat what you've done?
Right.
And that was one of the things he says killed his brother, was that pursuit. I'd like to think that it's also the drug addiction was really the problem.
Yes. But I'm sure that nobody wants to feel irrelevant. And when you've reached the highest of highs, and they last for a while, you know, you didn't just get a taste, you got used to it. And then people care less and things are fading. And that's got to just be so super, super, super hard. If you're an actress in Hollywood and that starts happening to you, you get all kinds of stuff shot in your face. That's what you do. And then suddenly you're all over TMZ. What has she done? Or you don't do it at all. And they go, she looks so old.
Woof.
Yeah. You can't win. There's no winning. So back to the original thought here, which was I'm always interested to hear what the process of a song being written is. And I will tell you, one of my favorite Bruce Springsteen songs, I don't have that many. I'm not a huge fan, but I like a few songs. He's got a song called I'm on Fire. I'm on fire. I love that song. I've always loved that song. It's from his 1984 album, Born in the USA. And that one, it's not that he didn't have fans before that and didn't have hits or anything, but that was the one. Like, that was the... You couldn't get away from him.
In the 80s, that album was huge. That tour was huge. Mm-hmm. There were a couple huge things that happened. Purple Rain.
Yeah.
And Born in the USA were two of them.
Right.
Two of the huge things that happened.
I think right around that time was Thriller, too.
And there's that as well.
And Madonna's first record. I mean, that was like that was some big stuff happened in those mid-80s. Anyway, Bruce Springsteen. It's one of his biggest hits. I'm on Fire. And he says, that took me literally 2 minutes to write. He says, and he uses the word literally, which is why I did. That was literally a song I wrote in 2 minutes. I didn't even think about it. Didn't think it was ever going to be on a record. And if you go to iTunes now, it's the number one favorite song out of every song I've written. I wrote that in 2 minutes. And that's the one. It's so funny. It isn't necessarily the one I think about right away when I think about him. But man, as soon as I saw it, I was like, I love that.
No, it's a good song.
And it's got this chugging, like.
You hear that quite a bit. I will hear bands talk about the making of a record sometimes.
Yes.
And they'll be like, we just needed one more song. And that's when we came up with Paranoid, Black Sabbath.
Right. The one that was like the huge hit.
We did that in like in 2 minutes because they said,
you
got to have one more song.
Right.
And so, you know, the guy goes, all right, let me see if it starts making some noise. And the next thing you know, they got this another song and it's the one that broke them.
What is the thing that Bono said to Michael Franti? I can never get it exactly straight.
Simple is smart. No, that's not it.
And clever is stupid.
Something like that.
Simple
is smart, clever is stupid.
And
something like that.
And it is true. Like some of the simplest songs that use some of the same chord progressions as all the other songs, and they use them in their own special way. And suddenly you've got a massive hit on your hands. Mm-hmm. Just ask Train. I mean, they use that one progression.
And Train's like, hey!
Train's like, no, we do. That's true. That's what I use. 1-4-5 and a minor six. So Bruce Springsteen, one of his biggest hits, 2 minutes, I'm on fire. That is a good one. It's more than just how, it is a simple song, but it's, I mean, there's a chug going on in that song. I like that. It has some like intensity, you know? It's nice.
Is that the one where he says, hey, little girl, is your daddy home?
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Oh, boy. Come away with you all alone. Mm-hmm. I can take you high.
Slightly problematic, but okay.
I'm on fire. Well, let's hope she's of age.
Okay.
She's got just a very overprotective daddy.
Okay.
Hey, little girl. That's nice. That's a good song. Oh, man, I'm listening to that on my way home. Okay, next up is Henry Winkler. You love the Fonz.
Hey.
Exactly. Henry Winkler is...
If you were of a certain age, that guy was... I walked around doing this to stuff, just hoping something would turn on or off the way he did it.
Jukebox would turn on.
I did it to the coffee machine the other day.
And did it work?
And it worked. And I told everybody I just Fonzie'd the coffee machine for you. You're welcome.
Boom. People of a certain age. You're a little young for that, but okay, Bob.
I mean, at 31, I can't believe you've even ever heard of the Fonz.
I know. I'm just really into nostalgia.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
You old people.
Right.
And your stuff.
Well, we did have some cool stuff.
I don't know who this Bruce Spring guy is either.
Go ask Michael. Did you know that Henry Winkler, the Fonz, is a huge Jelly Roll fan? A Jelly Roll! Are these tattoos?
If you asked me that as a trivia question, I'd say, of course he is. Jelly Roll's super likable.
Apparently, Henry Winkler is such a big fan that he wrote Jelly Roll a note telling him how great he was. He wrote him a fan mail. Jelly gets the note and he's like, this fake. Who gave me this? There's a fake note here. And it took his publicist to convince him. She was like, really, you think this is a fake? And so she went and verified his people, talked to Henry Winkler's people. And instead of writing back, Jelly Roll sent him a video. And he actually, so when he was telling this story, he played it back for Kelly Ripa on that show, on the Live with, is it Michael and Kelly?
It's her and her husband now.
Oh, that's right. What's the husband's name?
I don't know.
No one and Kelly. Okay. So he, Henry calls Jelly Mr. Roll, which is great, just on its
very
own.
Very cute.
In the video.
It's Mark, by the way.
Whatever. In the video, Jelly says, hey, Mr. Winkler, I've been hoping to see you because I got a note and they said it was from you and I didn't believe it. I'll send you a picture of the letter when I get home. I hope you don't mind. I framed it. Thank you. I'm absolutely honored. I can't wait to see you and hopefully give you a hug, man. I'm a big hugger. I'm going to squeeze you.
He says that?
Yep.
I almost killed Henry Winkler.
Why?
His office was near where I lived in L.A., evidently. And I was pulling into a McDonald's parking lot a little too fast and slammed on the brakes, look up, and it's Henry Winkler.
With a scared look. And
very scared
pants.
Look. And then walked by me. I did the hands in the air, like, I'm very sorry. He gave me a thumbs up. He didn't say, hey.
He lived.
Yeah. But he didn't go, hey.
Oh, I like
but you
it,
did
though.
Get a thumbs up.
I got a thumbs up, though.
If you'd gotten two, and
I got a, hey.
The funniest thing about Henry Winkler and the whole Fonz thing is, I love the Fonz. I mean, everybody loved the Fonz. And he was the coolest guy and handsome and had the, you know, like pompadour or whatever that's called, where the hair's all slicked up and got a little, you know, fancy bump in the front. And then you see him in real life, like later on after Happy Days was a thing. And I'm like, that guy, you take a look and go, no, where's Fonzie?
Well, look.
Like, he didn't farm that look.
I don't know how exactly to mention it, but okay, so yes, he could hit the jukebox and a song would come on, right? Mm-hmm. And he also rode a motorcycle and had a leather jacket.
Had the look.
He also had a girl on each arm when he'd walk in. Or he could go snap and some girl would run up and get right under his arm.
Right.
He could do this, put his arms up,
and two girls would assume
come
the position.
And get underneath him.
Well,
that,
times were
that
different.
That was at the heart of my love for Fonzie was that I loved girls and watching a guy who had that kind of
power.
Oh my God, come on.
Was it Pinky and Leather? Were they the Tuscadero twins?
Yep. Yes.
So he would go like that and then they would, because they became kind of part of it.
They were part of it, but they weren't the ones I'm talking about. Just
they were
the
just little teeny boppers.
They were, Pinky was in a band, or was it Leather? Leather was, I don't remember.
One was a demolition car driver. Or she also was a driver.
That sounds like Leather. That sounds like Leather would be the
I thought it was Pinky. Oh,
but I don't okay, remember Pinky. Him sort of being with the Tuscadero sisters.
They were just friends of his?
I think. I don't.
Yeah, I think they were just friends.
Colleagues and cool?
Yeah, I think that. Mm. But he definitely had a way with the ladies,
sure
which
did,
was
yeah. Which was really completely unexplored on the show. I mean, we all knew that he could attract them. But then what?
Pinky.
Then what'd he do?
Oh boy, the Fonz had feelings for Pinky, evidently.
Oh.
I can't believe we're going down.
Oh, I mean, all right. Yeah, it's Friday. All right.
It is Friday. You never know what's going to happen. Exactly.
You want to talk about power shutoffs or you want to talk about Pinky Tuscadero?
Yeah, you're right.
I'd rather talk about Leather. Leather Tuscadero. And actually, I'm out of time anyway. So what you got? What you got coming up?
I got a bunch of stuff that I haven't gotten to, including more chips. Mm. If you're stressed out, what else you could eat? And pants with one leg, are they pants or shorts? And more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you love Disney, we've got you covered. Celebrate the holidays at the Disneyland Resort. Alice has your chance to win a vacation for four. Head to RadioAlice.com for all the information on this. It's a huge grand prize, including 4 3-day, 1 park per day tickets, round trip airfare on Alaska Airlines with nonstops to Southern California, and a 2-night stay at the Disneyland Resort Hotel. Jane's got 4 more chances for you to win this. Listen to Jane today on the Alice.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fall Into 5K A Day. All this week, Fall Into 5K A Day with Odyssey and Alice at 97.3. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour to get your daily entry for your chance to win $5,000.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Who doesn't need $5,000?
Come on, give me this from $5,000.
Right.
Yeah.
We all want $5,000, please.
Bob, make that happen. We should experience it so we can share what it feels like.
Oh, that would
like
be nice,
listeners.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Windy, highs in the 70s, high fire danger all weekend long.
Careful out there.
Yeah, careful out there is
careful
right.
Careful with your flaming hotness.
49ers are at home on Sunday, 1:30 game time versus Kansas City. They're undefeated. It would be nice to,
if we could take that away from them.
Please, let's do that.
Go Niners.
Go Niners is right. Good job.
Mm.
This is one of those stories that just triggered a memory. That's what we kind of do here sometimes. You could make a long list of creepy things an intruder could do in someone's home, but this is probably not what you'd think of. Except it is what I thought of one time when we were doing... Do you remember we used to do...
An intruder's in my house and they're going to do something.
Do something.
And it's like, this is the thing you wouldn't think they would do.
Why would you do that? Who does that?
Like,
nobody.
Take a nap while I'm intruding?
No, that's not it. Nope, that's not it.
I cook the steaks in the freezer.
That's not it either. Mm. Do you remember we used to have an event at Alice called... Was it called the 3-Minute Film Festival?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Alice's 3-Minute Film Festival.
Were you there for that?
I wrote and directed 3 movies for it, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, so it continued after I left for a while then.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. So I made a film.
Yep. I remember.
It was my band, and we did it.
Like the Behind the Music.
Scrotum Pole. Exactly right. And one of the steps in my downfall was when I broke into Gretchen's house and was sniffing her shoes.
What?
This was in the movie.
In the movie.
Oh.
No, this is the making of...
I can tell he was like, not... Nope, this no. was the...
Okay. Scrotum Pole, Behind the Music.
Gotcha, thank you.
The Midday Girl at Alice.
I knew who Gretchen was.
Yeah, there I was. And one of the scenes is me like, you know, huffing her shoe.
Yeah.
A man in Greece was convicted of disturbing his neighbors by repeatedly sneaking onto their properties and smelling their shoes.
Are they like hot chicks or something?
I don't know what this guy's deal is, but I truly couldn't think of a dumber thing. Like, that's the dumbest thing I could think of. That's why we did that.
Yeah.
Who sniffs shoes? Nobody.
There are people, right? I mean, that is a thing.
Foot fetish is different than smelling people's shoes, but okay, you're right. People do this. This is what that guy's doing.
Oh boy, in Greece, huh?
The man said he couldn't explain his actions, but admitted he was greatly embarrassed because he was breaking into people's houses and smelling their shoes.
Now, he would smell the shoes and then just put the shoes back and go home and get himself, or he would go there and smell the shoes and get himself while smelling the shoes and then leave the shoes.
Yeah, it doesn't say he's getting himself, but
So he just loves the smell of shoes.
Maybe.
He added he had no intention of breaking the law or harming anyone, and victims confirmed he'd never been aggressive. He apparently smelled the shoes of entire families, so no one in particular.
Just love the smell of feet.
Just whatever shoes he came across, he was sniffing them. Hmm. It's unclear if
he should work in a bowling alley. Yeah, that's the job for that guy. Although, it would be kind of weird if every time you handed that guy a pair of shoes, he'd be all...
He's huffing
your
shoe.
He's taking your shoes. He's smelling the ones you bring back after bowling in them. I mean, you do hand your shoes over to those people sometimes.
What size do you need?
They say it's unclear if he...
Amazing.
Actually got inside homes, or he just sought out opportunities to smell shoes that were left on porches. So we don't know exactly what he's up to, but he was given a suspended 1-month sentence in order to get therapy for smelling people's shoes.
He just likes the smell of feet. It's a particular smell. And sometimes people are into some particular smell.
Yeah. But still, usually though, there's some pheromones or something.
Something
good.
A sexy thing
there.
Usually. Something.
But feet? Nah.
Oh, the internet here is not awesome.
Frito-Lay is adding 20% more chips to some of its bags after all the complaints of people saying, you don't need to sell us this big giant bag full of air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It feels like too much bag. Like you could cut down on the bag and stuff that thing. I wondered if it's because they don't want the chips to break. So they try to leave some airspace around them so they've got room to shift.
You don't need a half a bag of chips and a half a bag of air, though.
Yeah.
They revealed the plan to add more chips to their quarterly earnings call. So it looks like we're going to get more chips per purchase.
Hmm. How about just a smaller bag? I feel like, you know, 1 ounce is the serving size. Now I have to stop myself at 1 ounce because you've put 2 ounces in there. I don't like that. I'm going to keep eating.
Tostitos, Ruffles, and Doritos, big bags will all have 20% more chips.
Wow.
So that's good news, especially because the big bags are usually what you get when you're having people over.
Yep.
Unless you just love chips.
You know, I have a slight life hack because when I do that, I put out We make crack dip all the time. You know, the onion. I think you make a green onion dip and I do the French onion dip.
Oh, you do French onion?
I do. I like the French onion. So we make that and that's all set. And then you got to have the ruffles for that. But if you open the top of the bag and you pour out all the ruffles, the top is covered with little tiny pieces of ruffles that have been down at the bottom of the bag.
So you open it upside down.
The bottom and you put it in that way. And then all the big, luscious, full chips are right there.
Look at the big brain on bread.
I realized it recently. And the same thing with like tortilla chips and all that stuff. Like the bottom of the bag is always full of crap.
You're only getting it wrong when you do the French onion instead of the green onion. These are powdered dips you just mix with sour cream.
They're like soup mixes that you mix with. Yeah,
it's the best thing I heard all week. Thank you.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, great. I'm glad I saved it for the end of the show on a Friday. Take that with you into your weekend. You people who are going to entertain with crack dip.
While I'm on Lay's.
Yeah, hot.
Lay's is looking for their next best flavor to hit the shelves. They want your suggestions and there's money in it for you. So I'm not going to give, do their whole thing, but maybe you're someone who's like, you know what? Chip would be great.
I love Lay's. I really do.
Yeah, you just said ruffles. I'm like, ruffles?
Well, I use ruffles for the crack dip. Lay's are not awesome for scooping dip. They're too thin. Mm. But in general, like for a sandwich, I'm getting Lay's plain and putting it on my sandwich. I'll even go barbecue.
The yellow bag, right?
The yellow bag. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't mind the barbecue, but I'll take the plain if they've got it. But lately, I've been really craving hot stuff. I'm wondering if there's like a, jalapeno or something nice and spicy. Clean my nose out. You know that thing where you eat something that's so hot? Mm. Speaking of eating, I wrote a game today about Jack's restaurant.
Oh.
Just a little teaser for.
Because, see, Jax, you did.
You got it, Jax.
You got to feed the DJs, and then they can't stop frothing on you.
Yeah, I wrote a whole thing about your menu. Jax Restaurant.
Looking for the salespeople. They're running around. Yo, good.
Get that for me.
Because we're about to do a review of the breakfast burritos we just had. Oh, my God.
Yeah, mine was really good. So this is a trend that's starting now, and I believe it's coming off the basketball court.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. One of the supposed new trends we could see in 2025 is one-legged pants. So legs is covered in a pant leg, like usual, and the other is mostly exposed. If you're wearing a mini skirt or short shorts. So I saw this in surfing.
Oh, you did?
Well, a lady was wearing a one-legged wetsuit. So it was a... And she said, I saw this on the basketball court. When you will see sometimes basketballers are wearing tights or they're wearing, compression?
Yeah. Yep.
In order to... So maybe they have an injury or maybe they just like to keep their knees warm, whatever it is. Often, you'll see person who's just doing the one leg.
Mm-hmm. Don't need it on both.
And it does look weird, but it's also become very normal to see someone doing compression on one or the other, but not both.
Both.
So, this lady in surfing said she did that because when she does a certain move, it pulls the suit up. So she just went long leg on one where that leg won't get pulled up. The water won't inject the suit straight up in the upper leg. So I thought, wow, that's crazy. And now I'm seeing it has entered the runway as in fashion shows. One of your legs is covered. It's a pant leg. And the other is not.
Do I get
it's
to choose? Short. Like, what if I have one janky leg and one really great leg?
I don't know if fashion's for you if you've got a janky leg.
Well, it is if I've got one leg covered and the other fabulous leg is out.
Several fancy fashion companies have models wearing these on runways.
And we're talking, it's a finished cuff. It's a short on one side and a pant on the other side. And then, but not like a ripped off, like a tiger came and clawed it off.
They're just saying this is, designers are excited about this asymmetrical look. And it's a trend that, again, I'm telling you, it's coming off the basketball court, but they're not mentioning it as that.
Right. But you're like you've seen this sort of like lopsided
just
looking.
One of those things that you get accustomed to seeing and people are doing it. And sports is a big deal.
Yeah, it is. Turns out Jax will bring you food if you're at a sports station.
What? Don't say it that way.
Oh. We're so psyched that you brought it to the sports station and we could steal some.
It was brought to us.
It was in fact delivered to us.
I didn't have to steal it.
Nope.
I was going to.
They say here in this story about the one-legged panda is, are you still paying for two legs? It's fashion. Yes, you're going to pay even more.
Oh.
Yep.
Right.
This is not Old Navy. This is not Gap yet.
Yeah, not yet.
You'll get the fast fashion soon enough. Right now, though, high-end one-legged pants are going to cost you. I don't have the price, but.
Too much.
Okay, game me.
All right, here we go. Oh, look, the music. Earlier today, Vinny and I and Bob all had a breakfast burrito.
Mm.
And I didn't realize it was from Jack's. They brought him down because, there's a big dude down the hall. So clearly Jack's catered it. So it gets brought in and we're very grateful. We're DJs and we love food. And we each just sort of grab one. Like, I didn't look. I just took the one that was left and you didn't look. You just grabbed the one you said was smaller.
I took the small one. I didn't want to have
too much.
And
Maddie, I don't know what your flavor was. So I bite into this thing because I'm not scared. And it was egg whites, spinach, artichoke heart, mushroom, and potatoes.
Oh, that sounds so good.
It was unbelievable. It was so, I was thinking to myself, I'll take a couple bites of that, And I'm like, ate the whole thing. Delicious. What was yours?
Egg, potato, bacon.
Cheese?
I don't think it had cheese.
Okay, what was yours?
I think I had the same as Vinny.
Oh, okay.
But mine's some delicious salsa.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah, absolutely great.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, we're already fans of Jack's. Like, they've been a sponsor for a little while now, and we're psyched about it. I love getting it.
Their ads are funny, too.
Their ads are funny. And I feel like radio advertising really works. Like, over the years, we've been working in this business forever, and I've watched places go from, I don't know, we're thinking about maybe advertising, and then they advertise, and they go, okay, I get it. Now I understand, and now we're working you into our budget, because radio advertising works. So, anyway, I was just really psyched to eat their delicious thing. And so I'm like, what else do they have on the menu? I started looking at the stuff on the menu. I'm like, I'm writing a game. I'm going to write a game. So this quiz is about Jack's Restaurant.
Okay.
Which of these, Vinny and Maddie, is not an item on Jack's Restaurant breakfast menu? The mousse, the hangover, the honey pot. Which of those is not an item on the Jack's Restaurant breakfast menu?
The moose.
The moose, says Vinny.
I'm going to say the honey pot because that's what we used to call outdoor toilets when I grew up.
That's a correct answer.
No, okay.
The honey pot is not on the moose and the hangover.
The honey pot was a...
No? Well, sure.
I mean, maybe. It could be that too.
But it's also the portable porta potty that gets...
It is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, why would you refer to it as the most wonderful place on earth if it's also the terrible place where you go.
Because they're being hilarious about, like, that's a pot and it's not filled with honey. And we're going to call it the honey pot because.
It's irony.
It's irony.
I don't like
it's
it.
It's ironic, right. All right. Well, let me start the music over there. There we go. Question number two. Maddie's in the lead.
Wait, one. So the moose isn't on the menu?
The moose is on the menu.
Oh.
The one that's not on the menu is the honey pot.
Okay, right. Okay.
Which of these items is not on the Jack's Restaurant and Bar breakfast menu? Totally jacked. Swedish pancakes with lingonberry jam or hot stuff hotcakes. Which of those is not on the menu? Totally jacked. Swedish pancakes with lingonberry jam or hot stuff hotcakes.
B, Bob.
You say the lingonberry Swedish pancakes?
I'm going to go C, Bob.
That's correct. The hot stuff hotcakes are not on the menu. I made those up. You can get totally jacked and Swedish pancakes with lingonberry jam.
Don't give me that look.
He's looking at you.
I'm getting a stare down.
All right.
Oh, no.
What is happening here?
You're losing. I know it's a very unfamiliar feeling for you, El Campeón. Oh, by the way, I was telling John, I go, Vinny's a little jealous of the Maddie. He's on the show. I go, we got to come out. He goes, oh, yeah, all right, I'm going to figure that out. Yeah, he's going to put a little thing together for you.
Good.
Tell him, like, it's just kind of a Spanish theme there, so, maybe use some...
Like maracas
and
Spanish guitar.
Yeah. Yes.
El Campeón del Pueblo.
That's it. Yes,
all right,
please.
Great. I think we just wrote it. That's fine.
Good job.
Thanks. Which of these, next question on the Jack's quiz, Which of these is not a flavor of mac and cheese that's available at Jack's Restaurant and Bar? Which of these? Guac mac. Guac? Guac mac? Bacon mac? Or California mac? Which of those is not a flavor of mac and cheese available at Jack's? Guac mac? Bacon mac? Or California mac?
I don't know about heating up guacamole, but I'm going to just say, because it sounds so normal, the California mac.
You say no to the California
mac? Yes.
All right.
I'm going to say it's the guac mac.
The guac mac is not available at Jack's. I bet you could ask for, like, put some guac on there.
I'm but back, it's not, baby.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's 2-1. Which of these is not an entree at Jack's? We've moved on to the dinner menu now. Which of these is not an entree at Jack's? An entry.
An intro.
Turkey tetrazzini, grilled double breast of chicken, or homemade Yankee pot roast? Which of these is not an entree at Jack's? Turkey tetrazzini, grilled double breast of chicken, or homemade Yankee pot roast?
B, Bob.
The grilled double breast of chicken?
Yeah.
I'm going to say A, Bob.
Why?
I just, no, tetrazzini seems like something, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like something they'd put on their menu.
You're right. I put the turkey tetrazzini on there.
Damn it.
Yeah, sorry, Vin. Three to one.
Woo! What is happening around here?
All right. Here's the final question. And thanks, Jack. We're very excited about the food you brought.
It's been fun. Mm.
Do it again.
And we also came up with my new sounder. I mean, mariachi. Yeah, I mean, really. It'd be great.
Which of these is not a dessert at Jack's Restaurant and Bar? Tuxedo cake, Stinky Dottie's cake pops, or baklava?
Stinky Dottie?
Stinky Dottie's cake pops. Tuxedo cake, Stinky Dottie's cake pops, or baklava?
I'm going to go baklava, Bob.
That's not on the menu.
I take it back. Stinky Dottie's... Whatever those are.
The cake pops.
I have one either way. I'm going to say baklava.
Yeah, it's Stinky Dottie's cake pops. By a score of 3-2, Maddie's on the show.
He's on the show. Yes, Maddie. He's on the show. Yes, Maddie.
Thanks for listening this week.
That's a good song.
Super
fun. That's a hit.
It's just a quick little zippy to do, isn't it? Yeah, I like it too.
Really good.
Thanks.
It doesn't even really say anything. Maddie's on the show. What does that even mean?
I have no idea.
Right?
See, I'm here. Bask in my glory.
Listen, youngster.
All right, listen, oldsters. Goodbye. Thank you for listening this week. This was a super fun week of radio. Thanks again to Jack's Restaurant and Bar for the game and for the food. And make sure you're listening to Jane because she's got more tickets to Disneyland. And do not forget, get them before they're gone. Alice in Winterland tickets. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday.
Thank you.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.